Beware, America. There's a foreign threat on our shores.
Snakes are eating Florida.
150,000.
183,000.
Over 200,000.
On the loose, traveling faster than you might think.
A clear and present danger to people.
What would come out would be, big snake, be afraid.
A few decades ago, there were virtually no pythons or boa constrictors in the United States. However, starting in the 70s and into the early 2000s, through the pet trade, these massive snakes, sometimes as long as 20 feet and weighing hundreds of pounds, were imported and sold as pets. And now thousands of them have gotten out into the wild, particularly in and around the Everglades in Florida.
At the park, it was not met with a sense of urgency that I felt it warranted. It is, in a way, a ticking time bomb. Will it be relatively localized? Will it explode? Which, lo and behold, it did.
That's Walter Mashaka, a former curator at the Everglades National Park, speaking to the Retro Report team, which looks this week at the rise of invasive species. Karen Chagrou is producer for Retro Report and joins me now. Hi, Karen.
Hey, Ted.
When I started to watch your Retro Report, I thought, this is hype. This is like Africanized bees or the knockout game, things that the media go crazy about that aren't really that scary. And I think I might have been wrong.
These are scary animals. There are species of snakes that are the largest in the world. They start out 12 and 14 inches long, but by the time they're 2 or 3 years old, they can be 8 feet, then they're 15 feet, and suddenly you have this 20-foot monster on your hands. And that's at the heart of the issue here. People get overwhelmed with their house pets, and they can't take care of them anymore. So they end up either releasing them into their backyard or the woods down the street, or in Florida, they had a convenient swamp nearby in the Florida Everglades, brought them there literally in the trunk of a car, dumped them into the swamp, thinking it might be a good thing to do for the animal. You know, 20 years later, there are now 100,000 of them there, according to the Park Service.
And there have been drives to capture or kill the snakes, basically unsuccessful.
Yes, they have not been able to figure out what they call a landscape-scale solution. They've trapped them. They've put python-sniffing dogs after them. They have tried to bait them with hormones to no avail. The snakes have few to no predators down there. Even the alligators are being eaten by the pythons. So it's an uphill battle, and the Park Service has pretty much given up.
Now, a lot of people in a place like Australia might look at this situation and you and I thinking how terrible it is and say, pythons in one park in Florida, look, cane toads, that's an invasive species. Rabbits in Australia, literally hundreds of millions of them took over the country. This is isolated. Maybe we shouldn't be all that worried about it.
Well, we have something like 50,000 invasive species here in the United States ourselves, most of them introduced into the environment by humans. So we, as a nation, do have a major problem. We spend $150 billion a year fighting the invasive species problem here in the U.S.
$50 billion fighting a problem that came about legally, basically. Listen to this guy from your piece, Brian Barczyk.
There's no Second Amendment that says I can keep a python. But you take the Burmese python away, the next thing you know, you're taking a leopard gecko away, and then maybe your dog or cat. You know, where does it stop?
Where does it stop? Now, it was years before the Burmese python was finally banned, when it was way too late. Lots of other invasive reptiles are still legal. People still buy them, and they still turn them out into the wild when they can't take care of them.
Only in America would a debate over a pet that's become an invasive species become a constitutional issue. Reptile owners, the reptile industry, really feel they are under siege from the government, that the government has overreached in trying to regulate these animals, that they truly have the right to own any pet that they would like.
And it seems like they've taken on the same attitude that gun manufacturers and gun owners and cigarette companies did, which is, yes, it may have the huge potential for harm, but it's my right to do it. Stay away.
That's true. And they feel that the problem is basically limited to Florida, and that the federal government trying to ban the import of all these snakes nationally is really government overreach.
Well, the government has tried to reach into the Everglades to capture or detain hundreds of thousands of pythons, boa constrictors, and other invasive reptiles. They failed $50 billion later. Karen Chagrou is producer for Retro Report. You can see her piece at retroreport.org. Karen, thank you.
Thanks, Todd.